This message today on My Heart in Christ to Your Dear Hearts is such a joyful message, and it's entitled, Laugh Your Troubles Away. Yes, I said, laugh your troubles away. Because, precious ones, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, we're to go about doing good, but the Lord says clearly in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. If Satan can't get your joy, he can't steal your goods. There's a book actually out about that title. And you see, Job had troubles. Now, whatever trouble you're going through, I might be having at this time and season, personally, family-wise, ministry-wise, I tell you, Job had the most troubles. He was one of the wealthiest men in the East. He was a good man. He prayed daily, sought the Lord, and he lost his wealth. He lost his family. His wife told him, why don't you curse God and die? His so-called friends didn't give him good advice, and he was in such a mess. And you know, when Satan asked God's permission, you hear that, to trouble Job, God told him just how far he could go. He said, don't trouble his body, was the first instruction. And then he said, don't take his life. But Job got really sick. I understand he had boils and he was in a terrible, terrible condition. But you know what God said in Job chapter 5, verse 22? At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shall you be afraid. God told him to laugh. We'll dwell on that just for a moment and hear what Jesus Christ, the living God, says in Psalm chapter 1. These are profound words as well. It says, Psalm chapter 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, meaning against his children, hallelujah. And saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from them. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. So here it is. The enemy is bothering God's children. And God says he will sit in the heavens and laugh. Now, why is the Lord laughing at the children's calamity? Well, the very next word says, because he's going to have them in derision. He shall speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. In other words, God in heaven is saying, ha, 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 you're bothering my child. You're bothering my precious one. You're going to get yours, kind of attitude. In other words, he's going to deal with that enemy. Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes in, he will build up. Lord Jesus will build up a standard like a flood of strength and blessings. He will turn it to good. Laugh at your troubles.